Hello and welcome to another podcast episode of ESA Talks. And today we're gonna talk about one news that is in the Swedish media. I don't gonna talk about what news media it is from, but it's one news, and it says that Putin has one prison room waiting. Says Haag. I don't know what it means. Maybe it's the because soldiers are executing prisoner of war, Ukrainian soldiers. That is nothing to do with Putin, because he cannot control every soldiers that is. He can only make the laws. So he can say they're forbidden to kill or execute any soldiers that have been captured. But all their individual soldiers, they're getting crazy. They did the same thing in the Vietnam War, executing soldiers there in both sides. So that is the war, but they should not do it because they are prisoners of war. And of course, they cannot blame Putin for doing everything that is bad in the war, because he sits in one desk in Moscow, and the soldiers out there, he cannot control what they are doing in the battlefield and in the front lines, what they are doing. But he can condemn things and say that it's forbidden to execute soldiers that have been captured. That is the law, international law. You cannot execute or even terrorize or torture or everything that is the international law. You needn't treat them as human being. That is the law. But I have seen videos in YouTube where they have executed some soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers. But that is not Putin's fault, because he cannot control at all. You control everyone, like how many 1.5 million soldiers they have there in the front line. And many criminals are working, are criminals. They took from the prisoners, murderers and rapists and things to put in the front line. So they need to serve 6 months in the war to get free. And if you put murderers, this will happen in the front line. They will kill and execute other, like Ukraine or things, because they are not mental stable. And of course, people are trying to lie about Putin and say things that he is the man behind everything, but he is not. He cannot control like all the population in Russia. Actually, this is one FN report that is they say that they are executing Russian soldiers. That is thing that they are. Yeah. Actually, the Russian generals should be fired, because they do everything wrong in the Russian advance and defense. They do everything wrong that should not do one in one war, and that's why they are getting slaughtered by Ukrainians. They are like the generals are like children in kindergarten and don't know how to defend one line. Or even attack, because they are using everything is wrong in their thing. For example, they are attacking in daylight with tanks, and that is one you should never do, because it's easy with drones to spot them and then give the GPS coordinates and then bomb them out. And that has happened time after time in the last 2 years, and they're still doing that. They never learn about the mistakes. That is horrible. And even some other generals in the United States say they are doing so much mistakes, the generals in Russia, that is horrible. They don't know even tactics and things. So how is it so possible that one superpower has so bad generals and tactics and so on? Because they cannot. They should talk to one, take one from White Russia, one general, and have that general making decisions, because he would probably do 1000% better work than generals do in Russia. So that is one tip for Russia. Yeah. So hopefully you like this episode and follow me, like and share. See ya.